From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Since Hurricane Katrina, 67 officials have been indicted on public corruption charges in Louisiana. And faced with that grim statistic, the city of New Orleans just hired its first inspector general. He's got a tough road ahead. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports he doesn't have a staff, a car, or a permanent office.
To find Robert Sarasoli's temporary digs, you have to take the elevator to the third floor of a local library.
When we get my office, we don't have to.
We don't have to whisper anymore.
Yeah.
His office is a small study room in the back of the stacks.
This is my humble abode in the library at Loyola University, where I'm taking up residence until they decide to give me money to do my job.
Sarasoli was given $250,000 for the rest of the year to start up the inspector general's office. But with his salary taking up most of the budget and with no guarantees of future funding, he's reluctant to sign a lease on an office, hire staff, or buy a car. To get around the city, he takes taxis and bums rides, mostly from reporters.
So you get into a lot of strange cars these days?
Yeah.
Sarasoli's unconventional ways have irked some city council members.
Everyone here has a city car, and they get gas, free gas. So it's unusual for somebody to come along and refuse a car and gas. But, you know, if you want to change systems and you want to change the way of doing business, then that's something you have to start thinking about.
While serving as Massachusetts Inspector General, Sarasoli made a name for himself uncovering defects in Boston's Big Dig Highway project. Residents joke that Sarasoli won't have to dig too deep to find corruption in New Orleans. The local congressman is currently under federal indictment, and a popular city councilman just pleaded guilty to taking bribes. James Bernazzani, the FBI special agent in charge in New Orleans, insists the vast majority of public officials are honest, but he says the corrupt ones here take skimming the cream to new heights.
Corrupt public official in Louisiana will skim the cream, steal the milk, hijack the bottle, and look for the cow.
Loyola politics professor Ed Renwick traces the roots of New Orleans corruption back to Louisiana's Governor Huey Long. Renwick says during Long's tenure in the 1920s and 30s, all major state decisions were routed through the governor's office.
Here, if you want a contract, not all roads lead to Baton Rouge and City Hall, but a lot of roads lead there.
Inspector General Sarasoli says he's not going into the job believing the city is inherently corrupt.
Corruption is neither greed-based nor need-based. It is merely opportunity-based. And where there's an opportunity for corruption to exist, corruption will exist. And that is my quote.
To close off those opportunities, Sarasoli says he'll need 21 employees and a $2.6 million budget. Stacy Head is one of New Orleans' newest council members who campaigned on funding the inspector general's office. The IG ordinance had been on the books for a dozen years, but past administrations never gave the office any money.
We have assured that it's going to be funded. Now, is it going to be funded to the same extent that Mr. Sarasoli wants it funded? I don't know.
As both sides wrangle over the money, Robert Sarasoli says he'll do his best to combat waste and corruption in New Orleans, but adds it takes money to find money.
People have said to me, including people in the national IG community, that if there's anybody that can do this, I can do it. And I'm probably one of the few people that might be able to do it. And you know, we're going to see if I can do it.
But first he needs a paycheck, which doesn't come until the end of the month. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.